And good morning once again. This is Christine with a very busy morning speaking with Lauren Edwards, and we'll be speaking to DJ Apanui at 9:30, and that will be the conclusion of my talks with the candidates. Lauren, I'm totally apologetic for giving you the wrong name. I've written it down, but I read it out wrong. So, yes, I have Lauren in the studio with me now, and I'd like to say good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks very much for inviting me in.
You're welcome. And you are the candidate for mayor of leading the Greens group ticket into the upcoming council election.
Absolutely am.
That's great. So, first of all, could you briefly tell our listeners who Leanne is?
Well, I can't tell you who Leanne is because I'm Lauren, and I think this is great because you've really drawn attention to my name for the listeners.
Absolutely. I've written Lauren down.
So they'll get it right on polling day. It's Lauren Edwards here. I've called the Port Macquarie Hastings home since January 1998. I'm a small business owner. I'm proud to announce my candidacy for mayor, leading the Greens group ticket into the upcoming election. And we've got high hopes for a well-balanced council that represents all members of the community. I'm joined by Stuart Watson, Jane McIntyre and Les Mitchell, and I can tell you a little bit about those folks as well.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So you are a retired school teacher, did I read that?
No, that's Jane. I'll go to our other members here. So Stuart is a renewable energy consultant and a passionate advocate for increasing active transport. He's a mad cyclist. Jane is a retired school teacher, community worker, and publishes the local quarterly Inklings paper. Les has a background as an ecologist and has an extensive knowledge of the natural landscape of our region. So a fantastic team.
That's great. And Lauren, did you mention a little bit more about yourself at all?
I did mention that I've lived here since January 1998. Right. I'm a small business owner, a range of small businesses actually I've run over the years. And yeah, just passionate. I've been quite involved in the community for a number of years now, more than 10 years, in volunteer capacities and just getting engaged.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. And what do you and your team envisage for the next term on council?
Well, for the next term of council, we've got some great policies, but I've decided I prefer to put it into sort of actions for people so they really understand what we're wanting to do in the next term. And the first thing is reinvigorate community engagement, partnerships and committees. I think it's been a struggle in the previous term not to have that direct and structured engagement with the community, with the groups. So we really need to bring that back. We need to continue to pursue action to reduce traffic congestion, such as new roads. And we're already seeing great progress on that. In this term, myself and Councillor Intiman actually helped to ensure the priority for the Lake Road corridor, delivering the two lanes in each direction, and also the alternate access through the Health and Education precinct so that the Oxley Highway Wrights Road congestion is relieved. And those things are all happening. They're now in the integrated transport plan,